Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come before you and we humble ourselves, asking for forgiveness, asking for mercy, oh, God, asking for compassion upon us. Oh, Lord, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Anything we're not pleased with, oh, God, anything that's not right, we ask that you will have mercy upon us, oh, God, and forgive us. Lord, take it away from us. Take it out of our heart.
Yes.
Take it out by the root, Lord Jesus, because we know according to your word, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. We don't know our own heart, Lord.
We don't know.
But you know our heart, and you try to ring. We ask that you will work on us right now, oh, Lord. Make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We're calling on you, Lord, because we need help tonight. We need you to strengthen us where we're weak, my God. Oh, my Lord, build us up where we're torn down in the name of Jesus. Lord, lift heavy burdens and encourage your people. Send on power, Lord. Send on
power,
in the name of Jesus. We're down here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, oh, God. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. While we're praying this prayer, stop by for just a little while, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please, Lord, we're waiting
Jesus.
We're waiting down here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need a touch from you right now. We're praying, God, that you will bless us tonight on this broadcast. Bless, Lord God, abundantly with the blessings that we stand in need of. You know best, Lord. You know all things, God.
You know all
we are waiting on you, Jesus.
Waiting.
Lay your hand upon us, Lord Jesus. Touch our bodies, oh God.
Touch our bodies.
In our bodies, Lord.
Right
move
now,
upon us right now.
Move
in the name
spirit.
Of Jesus.
In the name
Jesus,
of
Jesus. Jesus.
Bless,
Lord, those on the
yes,
Lord.
Right now,
one by one.
In the name
bless
Jesus,
Lord.
Good Lord.
Jesus. Comfort the bereaved, Lord. Oh, Lord, be close to the family. Move
right
upon
now.
Them right now, Lord.
Move,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bring those families together. Save the unsaved, Lord. Deliver the bound, my God.
Deliver right
we know
now.
We're able. We're depending on you, Lord.
We're depending
on you. We believe you right now, Lord.
We believe right now,
that
Jesus.
That you will take control, Lord God, that you will have your way. Send
your
word, Lord. Send your anointing.
Yes,
send your
Lord
power
Jesus.
Down, Lord.
Send your power. Send your anointing.
Deliver the bound souls in the
right
name
now,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
We know you're able. We are just waiting on you, Lord.
We're waiting on
have
you, Lord Jesus.
Come away. And Lord,
you.
Please. Bless this ministry in a great and a mighty way.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, let it reach souls all around the world, those who are near, those who are far.
Yes, Lord Jesus, right now,
Lord. You have the power to do all
things. You have all power, Lord Jesus.
Nothing is too hard for you, oh God. Nothing is impossible. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you
right
here.
We believe right now, Lord Jesus.
And we give you thanks, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we believe you.
We believe, Lord, that we have
the prayer request. We believe that we have the answers that we need, oh God. We believe, Lord, that you've already worked things out. We believe,
hallelujah,
and we give you thanks, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank you, and we bless your name,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to your name, Lord, and we lift you up. We ask God that you accept our prayer.
Yes,
that you'll continue to bless us. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 128th number of Psalms. That's the 128th number of Psalms. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace unto Israel. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 128th number of Psalm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word coming through Sister Cheryl. And thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service. Title 1, school and 1 is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Henry Edmond, who is currently in Cooper Hospital with COVID, and for Chris Lane, for Sister Mary Edmond, for the Breeze McFadden family, for Michael Carr, for Brother Seti Lawhorn, for Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, Maria McBride, Robin Manfay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who also has cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Idell, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are not on our prayer list, who may not have called, but who are requesting prayer, as well as the souls in Kentucky. Amen. And at this time, I just want to sing a portion of this song that I actually was on my heart. I was guilty of... Yeah, praise the Lord. I believe she got disconnected, but they called back in.
Praise, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We know that the Lord is still good in the world, and the Satan
Amen.
Has no victory. God has given
right.
us the victory. Glory to God. That's
thank
one
you.
Thing. He can't take the Lord from us. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Glory to God. He can't amen. Take that joy.
He can't.
That God has given unto us. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I don't know about
yes,
you, but I tell you, I feel like going forth and praising the Lord, thanking him for
yes.
his goodness and mercy, thanking him for how he has blessed. You know, the Lord is
Amen.
Dead in the blessing business. I'm telling you, I feel like going through and pressing my way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and go to the Word of God. Let's go to the 42nd number of Psalm. And we're going to go to, I believe, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and verse 13. Glory to God. I've got to tell it anyway. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. My title tonight is Seeking God, and my theme is Lord, I just want you. Glory to God. I'm not looking for these worldly things down here, all these worldly goods, all that the devil has to offer in this generation. But I'm looking and I'm searching. I want to get closer to God. You know, everybody can seek God. The unsaved can seek God. The saved can seek God. Glory to God. Seek means to resort to go with, to go in, search of, to look for, to try to reach or obtain. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm reaching that I may obtain. I don't feel, and I'm not saying that I have already attained, but this one thing I do, I press even through sickness, tiredness, afflictions. I press because I want to obtain that crown that God has laid up for me. I'm seeking God. I want to get closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to learn how to resort to God and take him at his word. Lean on Jesus, because Jesus, he is our help today. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus, he has just what we need. Glory to God, we all can seek God. We can seek him for more strength. We need more strength. We can seek him for more peace. We can seek him for more power. We want to get closer to the Lord. We need that power to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick, that they shall recover. We need that power. We can go to God and pray and seek the Lord God Almighty. In the 42nd number of Psalm, the word says, as the heart to the water brooks, so panting my soul after thee, O God. I'm panting after God, my soul. Hallelujah. It's panting after God because after I need more faith. And I need more love, and I'm seeking God to give me more of that love. I'm seeking him for more faith. I'm seeking him to give me more of his spirit. I want to be caught up. I want to be caught up in the spirit of God. Glory to God, I don't want self to take prevalent in my life. That's why I'm seeking God. I want to get closer. The Bible said my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? They that said my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? You know, sometimes while we're being tried, Satan will look down on you and he'll say, where's your Holy Ghost? Because you're going through certain things. for more patience. I need that patience. For the Bible said in your patience, possess ye your soul. Glory to God, we need that patience, that after we have been tried, we'll be able to stand. We'll be able to go through. We'll be able to hold on a little while longer. Glory to God, my very soul is thirsting for God, the living God. God is alive. He's not dead. He's not dead, but he lives in us. Like I said, everybody can seek the Lord. Everybody can get more God. I don't care how saved you are, how much Holy Ghost you feel like you already have. We can seek the Lord. We can seek God for more strength. We can seek him that we may get closer to him. The Lord, he is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. I don't have a mind to forsake the Lord, but I'm seeking the God of my salvation. Hallelujah, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the tests and the trials that come up against us. I'm seeking for more endurance. We got to endure our tests. We got to go through. The word of God said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. But we got to endure unto the end. That's why we got to seek the Lord. We got to search for the Lord. We got to look for him. We got to go to him. We can't afford to go to our brethren all the time. We can't afford to go to our loved ones, our mother, sister, brother, father. It doesn't matter. We have to learn to seek the Lord for ourselves. We need to learn to try to reach and obtain, glory to God, obtain that strength that we need. Obtain more faith in God. Obtain more of his spirit. That's why I'm seeking the Lord, the God of my salvation. I thank God. I just want him, hallelujah, away with these worldly goods and these worldly things. I want to be with Jesus, and I want Jesus to be with me. I need him to go with me every step of the way, even when I'm going through my test and trials. I want Jesus to go with me, and everything that's in my life that's not like God, I pray that he had burned it up. The songwriter said, burn it on down. Glory to God. Whatever it is that's in me that's not like God, burn it on down, Lord.
Tear it on down.
Draw me near to you. Give me a closer walk. I just want you, Lord. Nobody else will do. The songwriter said, no one else will do. I just need you, Lord. Hallelujah. God knows. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to give us strength when we seek him, when we wait on him, when we go to him in prayer and asking God and letting the Lord that we are serious. We need that strength and we need that power to get through this journey. Hallelujah, it's a long journey and we cannot make it on our own strength. We must trust in God. We
Amen.
Need more faith that we can launch out into the deep and do
That's
the
right.
will of God, speak his word, and go where he sends us. We need that strength, and we need that power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, behold, I give unto you power to tread
yes.
on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. But sometimes we find that we are lacking, glory to God, in faith. Hallelujah.
All right.
We have to learn how to take God at his word. And when we pray for the sick, we supposed to believe that they're going to be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But our faith is so weak. Hallelujah. We're praying,
yes.
but we don't even have that power that we need. Hallelujah. To heal the
Amen.
Sick like we should. We need more strength. We need
yes,
more
Lord.
Power. We need more faith. And what we have to do is reach out and drive to get closer, seeking the Lord, seeking the God of our salvation, and asking God to give us more strength, to give us more power, to give us more faith that we can fulfill the will of God. The Bible says
Amen.
In Hebrews 11:6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we keep seeking the Lord, saved or unsaved, God is a rewarder, and he will keep his word. He'll do just what he said he would do. Thank you, Jesus. Even in Acts, the 17th chapter and verse 27, it says that they should seek the Lord. They should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, he's not far from us. But
oh,
we got to seek him. We got to search for him. We got to go to him and go after him. And by doing so, by being diligent, the Lord will come and he will answer our prayer. He will move in a mighty way. He will heal the sick. He will deliver the bound. He
mm-hmm.
will save. He will heal and deliver.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we, as the people of God, we need to seek God more. Sometimes we get caught up in these things down here. But Jesus said,
mm-hmm.
see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. We get so caught up that we don't even fulfill the will of God as we should. And that's why we have to seek God and let the Lord know that we want him. Hallelujah. More than these things down here. More than the money. Hallelujah. So many people running after the money. Running at the prestige, running at the power, want to be seen. But what about God? Why aren't you running for God? He's the one that's going to catch us up. But if we're caught down here with our hearts and our minds on these things down here, when Jesus comes, you might end up being left down here. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to happen. That's why I'm seeking God. And I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, I want to. I don't want this worldly goods. I don't want the things that the devil has to offer. I want whatever you want for me. Glory to God. And that's why I'm praying and trying to get closer to the Lord. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to lose out with my God. Come this far and lose out now. And let my mind be turned toward these worldly things down here. It's not going to last. These things down here, they're just temple, just for a season. But after a while, it's going to all be over. Glory to God. We're going to have to let these things down here go and focus doing the will of God. Focus and turn our attention to seeking our God. Glory mm-hmm. to God. The Bible says in Ezra 8:22, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. People are forsaking God instead of seeking God, going back to the beggarly element of this world. But now is not the time for giving up. You got to learn to strive to seek God and go further with the Lord. Songwriter said, I done come this far, and I believe I'll go a little further with the Lord. Deuteronomy 4:29 said, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy way, we will find the Lord. We must seek him with all of our heart and with all our soul. And this goes for the saved and the unsaved. Sometimes people say they want to be saved, but they don't show no sign. John told him, he said, bring forth fruit, meet for repentance. If you really want to be saved, you got to bring forth some meat. Show that you want to repent. Show that you want to seek the Lord. Show that you're serious in trying to receive Christ in your life. Glory to God. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 15:2, the Lord is with you. As long as we be with God, the Lord will be with us. If ye seek him, he will be found of you. Now that's on condition. If ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Don't think that you can forsake God and everything will be all right, because it won't. If you forsake God, he will forsake you. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Now, if you stay and wait the Lord, God is good unto you, to the soul that seeketh him. That one that seek him, the Lord will be good unto them, because they wait for the Lord. And I believe the Lord began to speak to Solomon, and he said, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thought. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Glory to God. I don't want the Lord to cast me off, but I want the Lord to be with me, to stay with me, even when I'm going through tests and trials, stay with me, Lord, because that's the only way I can make it. And Job said, if thou wouldest seek unto God, be times and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. He'll make it prosperous. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Lord, I want you. And I don't want nothing else, nothing in this world. These beggarly elements down here, these things down here that's going to pass away. These things are just temporary down here. They're just for a short time. But I believe in the word of God. I believe Paul said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which is to be revealed in us. So if we just hold on to the Lord and go after the Lord, as that heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth our soul after thee, O God. And if we get thirsty for the Lord, he promised that he would fill us. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We can't afford to eat all the time and drink all the time, but we have to set aside some time for God. But we're living in the last days, and people don't have time for God. Even some saints, they don't have time for God. They don't pray. Hallelujah. They don't read the Bible. Glory to God. They don't witness. They don't tell people about Jesus. Glory to God. They just don't have time. But they take time. They get up. They eat. Hallelujah. They go to work. They work all day and say nothing about Jesus. Glory to God. They don't give God no praise when they get up in the morning. They don't thank God. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I try to make sure when I get up in the morning that I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Because I realize he didn't have to wake me up. He didn't have to open my eyes. But I'm thankful unto the Lord. But now people don't have time for the Lord. They don't have time to fast and pray. They don't have time to shut in anymore. They don't have time to call their sister and brother. They don't have time to do what thus saith the Lord. I tell you, we are living in trouble and the last days, troubling times. And I don't want to be caught up with the world and the worldly goods. Now, I'm not running after no money, but I tell you this, if the Lord bless me with it, thank you, Jesus. But I still got to fast and pray. I still got to serve the Lord. I still got to seek my God. Because the money is not going to take me into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. None of these things down here. The title's not going to take me there. No papers is going to take me there where Jesus is. But I got to seek the Lord for his righteousness. I got to pan after the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to be thirsty. Oh, my God. I got to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. We're living in a time when grace is almost out. The time is almost out. Glory to God. Very few are getting saved. Very few are receiving the true gift of the Holy Ghost in these last and evil days. time. We must take time out to serve our God. We must
Amen.
Take time out to seek our God. We must
yeah.
take time out to gain more faith, more strength, and more power. Oh, I tell you, we're living in terrible times. We must seek God. We must want more of Jesus. We don't have
Amen.
We don't have so much Holy Ghost that we don't have to pray. We don't
That's
have
right.
so much Holy Ghost that we don't have to witness. We don't have so much Holy Ghost that we don't need more faith and more patience and more endurance and more
oh,
the Spirit of God. But we need the Ooh. Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh. And that's what I want. I want the Lord. I want everything that is contrary to his will to be moved out of my life. I want to be righteous. I want to be pure. And I want to love the Lord with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul, and not myself. Self has to be crucified. Self has to be put to death. Glory to God. We need to get closer to God. We need to go after the Lord and seek mm-hmm. him. Glory to God. We need a closer walk yes. with our God. God will do it if we just take him at his word and let him have his way. There may be somebody out there hearing the word of God. You realize you need the Lord. You realize you need to be seeking God. Hallelujah. You need to put away those things that is keeping you from serving the Lord. Put away those things that's keeping you from drawing closer to the Lord. And those that don't know Jesus, it's time to forsake your way and turn unto the Lord and give your life to Jesus while he is calling, while he's sending his word. Because after a while, the book, the word of God is going to be shut up. Hallelujah. You're going to be running and looking for the word of God, and you won't be able to find it. The book is mm-hmm. going to be filled up. I tell you, it's time now to get in a hurry for your soul. Let these worldly things go, because it's mm-hmm. all going down. Hallelujah. It's going to burn up, and you will burn up too if you don't know Jesus. But now, mm-hmm. now, today is the day of salvation. The day you mm-hmm. hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart against the word of God. Receive the word of God into your heart, and the Lord can break up that fallow ground and put his spirit in you. But you must let go of this world and the worldly goods. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus. If you don't know him, you can get to know him. As we bow our heads go into a word of prayer, we know that God is able. He's able to save. He's able to help you to deny yourself. He's able to draw you closer. He's able to give us more faith, more power, more strength. He's able tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you for your word. We pray that you look on every listener tonight. Touch right now, Lord. Help somebody their way to give up the worldly goods and the things of the world, that they may seek you. need it, and we're depending on you. No other help we know, Lord. Help us right now, Lord. Save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick, oh Lord. Deliver them that are bound. Look on your people, oh Lord. Help us to take time now. Help us to deny ourselves, to sacrifice, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to draw closer to you. Help us, Jesus. We need more faith. We need more strength. And we need more power. We're coming to you, Lord. We know that you've got the power. You know, Lord, everything about us. You know our thoughts. You know our imagination. Help us tonight, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Take out everything that's not like you. Everything that is contrary to your will. Find it tonight, oh Lord. Cast it out tonight. Let your blood cover. Let your spirit rebel. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Save us to the uttermost. Save us, Jesus. Save us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to draw nigh unto you. Give us that closer walk. Oh, my God, we want to be saved in the end. Help us, Jesus.
Help us,
Jesus, to put yourself to death. Help us to get closer to you, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Save us to the uttermost. Help us, oh Lord, to search for you. Help us, oh Lord, to look to you, Lord. Increase our faith. Oh, my God, I know you're able. Burn up everything. That is not like you. Everything. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That is contrary to your will. We pray that you burn it up, oh Lord.
Burn it up, Lord God.
To be what you want us to be. Help us, Jesus, to seek the face of God. Help us, Jesus, to forsake our way. Help us to draw nigh unto thee. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Help us to pray and to pray to deny ourselves. We need that closer walk with you, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to pray until we hear from heaven, until you move for us, until you heal through us, until you change, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. We believe your word today. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you right now, oh Lord.
Thank
you for helping us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to stir up that gift that's in us. Help us, Jesus. We want to work for you. We want to please you, and we want to do your will, not our will. Let our will perish in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you. There's no other help we know, oh, Lord. No other one that we can turn to. No one but you. We are seeking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you for your word. I thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name, Jesus. Your name is worthy to be praised, oh Lord. Help me to thank you and to praise you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. Help me to lift you up, oh Lord, for we know thou art worthy. And we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for how you have touched and blessed the souls. Thank you for how you touched my brother. Pray that you continue to heal him, oh Lord. Save him, oh Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Help him, oh Lord, to make a change from this day forward. Help him to see your face. I know you
help
can
him,
do
Lord.
It, oh Lord. Look on
yes,
Steve,
Lord.
Oh Lord. Touch him, oh Lord. Say this to
him,
the uttermost, oh Lord.
Say
I know
him,
you're
Lord.
Able, oh Lord. I'm depending on you. I know you can do it.
Depending on you,
oh
God.
My God. Our trust is in you. We are looking
yes,
to
Lord.
You, the author and the finisher of our faith. And
yes,
now,
Jesus.
Lord, we pray that you look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list, on every prayer list. We pray that you will continue to touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Let your spirit prevail, your blood cover, and we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor
yes,
shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This
amen.
Part of the broadcast is in the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful, encouraging, uplifting, timely message coming through Evangelist May. And Lord knows she preached out of her soul. She preached under the anointing.
Yes, she
and
did.
I truly enjoyed that word. And I hope that you received this word tonight. It's important for us to go after God. I mean, we have to have that thirst on the inside, seeking the Lord. And she was talking about seeking the Lord, putting aside all these other things, these worldly things, and just go after God. And,
yes.
You know, you got to be at the point where you want nothing but God. Nobody but the Lord will do.
All right.
Hallelujah. Just having Jesus, that's enough. Don't need nobody
amen.
Else. Don't need nothing else. But
yes.
People are going after the things down here. They're getting bogged down with the cares of this world. But it comes a time when you have to have that thirst. Your soul has the thirst for nobody but the Lord. I truly, truly enjoyed that beautiful message tonight. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God. And I just feel encouraged to just deny myself and just seek the Lord even the more. You know, when you get that thirst, it's hard to ignore a thirst. You have to seek some kind of way to quench that thirst.
Yes.
And if your soul is thirsting for the Lord, you're going to seek him. You're going to go after him. Just like the heart pants after the water brooks, your soul is going to go after God.
Amen.
I mean, that it's a strong urge when
yes.
you have a thirst. Glory be to God. So you're blessed. If you, the Lord, he will bless you. And he promised that you would be fed. If you hunger
yes.
and thirst after righteousness, you shall be fed. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God. I feel good down in my soul. I truly thank the Lord for the gospel truth broadcast and how the Lord is blessing. I thank God for prayer. That prayer is so powerful. I thank him for it. And I ask that you continue to pray for me. That the Lord will bless and that he will have his way. And I feel that thirst on the inside. I feel like going after the Lord like
amen.
Never before. And at
amen.
This time, we're going to give way that we may have some remarks from other evangelists and also from any other clergy who might be on the broadcast tonight. You are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
And I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And she was saying, seeking God and Lord, I just want you. And this is how we have to be. She began to talk, I just thought about the way that some of us, we go after jobs or houses, you know, cars, degrees, staying in school for decades. And I know what I'm talking about. This is the way we want to go after God, just like that. And she said, it doesn't matter how saved we are, we can all use more strength and more patience. And even more of a desire to get closer to him, you know, but we can't do those things if, like Evangelist Hameen said, we get bogged down with the things of this world. And I know I got cut off earlier, but I just want to sing just a little bit of Jesus Dropped the Charges.
Good.
That's okay, just a little. I was guilty of all the charges, doomed and disgraced.
But Jesus, with his special love, saved me by his grace. Well, he pleaded, and he pleaded. He pleaded my case. So glad that Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm saved through grace and faith. I was guilty for so long. I lived in sin too long. Oh, but Jesus, with his special love, reached out with his arms so strong. Yeah, he picked me up and turned me around, gave me a brand new song. So glad that Jesus dropped the charges, and now to him I belong. This is my favorite part. You might remember and remember some of the things I've done. Oh, but Jesus, with his special love, forgave me of everyone. He put me on the right road. He lifted my heavy load. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm free down in my soul. Whoa. He dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. Although I was wrong, he dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. He showed me right from wrong. He dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. He cast them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, case dismissed, saved by grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus dropped the charge.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He dropped the charge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Case dismissed. It's yes. All over. He's not
Amen.
Holding it against you anymore. He dropped the
no.
charges.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. I'm stirred up. But I thank God.
Praise
God. Coming to the evangelist, Maybell. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just want you. I want
yes.
you, Lord. Nobody else.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel good, God, to my soul. Thank God, that's what they got for the
reason.
And, Vanessa Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise God. I enjoy that word. I tell you, that word came tonight.
Yeah.
I tell you, powerful. God is
Amen.
So good and so merciful unto us.
Yes.
Amen. That he would send a word like that. I just thank God for that word. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word. Amen. You out there that are listening in, take the word of God and apply it unto your heart. Amen. And try it. It works. Try
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Turn down your plate. Try it out. And
Amen.
See, you see people, they fast to lose weight.
They
fast to
say, that's
right.
Time
in the day to lose
that's
weight.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
Never, how about fasting to lose some spiritual weight?
Amen.
Like the Bible said, lay aside every sin and the weight that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience this race that is set before us.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for the word. Be encouraged tonight, people of God. And I thank God for the word, the song. Amen. Jesus dropped the charges.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that.
He did it.
I want to encourage
yes,
everyone.
Yes, he did.
To tune on in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Any others? If not, we just thank God for all the remarks, the exhortations. I truly enjoyed the song. And I just enjoyed the whole entire broadcast. I thank the Lord for the open scripture that was read. I tell you, God is a mighty good thing.
Amen.
Again,
let us just take this word of God in. And let's let God do what he wants to do in our lives.
Amen. That's
just
right.
Go after him. And when
yes.
you go after God, that's the best thing you can do. And I'm
Amen.
Not going to try to say too much, but I just thought about how Enoch pleased God so well until he was translated.
Yes.
He was
very thirsty. Right. He just went after God with everything.
Amen.
And God, I mean, he got so close to God that God translated him. And that was his testimony, that he pleased God. And I thank God. I tell you, let's go after God. And Jesus, I just want you. Hallelujah. God bless. The broadcast is back into the hands of the evangelist's name.
Praise the Lord. Sound like the evangelist is stirred up. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I feel like going after the Lord as never before.
Yes.
Seeking the Lord and calling upon the name of Jesus, for there is power in that name. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for all of the remarks, exhortations, the song, for every listener that came on to the broadcast. We pray that you will continue to press your way, continue to listen in to the broadcast, that your soul may be blessed. And we are thankful for all of the faithful listeners. Gloria, how she's on the line every week. So I thank the Lord for her, for Jeanette and Montrell. Matter of fact, Trail last night, he don't know it, but I saw, thank the Lord, I saw him last night. But thank God for what he is doing. We want to encourage every listener to continue to listen in to the broadcast. And we thank God for Dennis Amin, Dennis Khadija, Dennis Cynthia, and Sister Cheryl for helping to make this broadcast what it should be. May God ever bless you and keep you, and we are praying for you and for everyone out there in Radio Land. So God bless you. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you. Good night.